For our next game, put on your beret and get ready to express your appreciation in snaps. But first, let's check in with our contestants. So, Lee, what inspired you to start powerlifting, by the way?
Well, going to business school, I decided I wanted to be as intimidating as possible on all fronts, so physical, you know, and otherwise.
Really? That's why you decided?
Yeah. Well, I also did watch American Ninja Warrior, and I was a little bit inspired by some awesome runs by the ladies out there.
Oh, yeah. So do you have a goal in powerlifting? Like, is it an amount that you're trying to ultimately lift, or is it reps? How does it work?
Yeah, a lot of people go for a goal. I'm just kind of there, but, you know, see what happens. Kind of like tonight.
Yeah. I like a laissez-faire approach to powerlifting. Greg, you're involved with a summer math camp for gifted students from around the world?
That's correct.
And that sounds very, very fun. I mean, I assume it's fun.
Oh, yeah. It's super nerdy, super fun.
Okay, so what are the fun little, you know, summer program camp-like things you do to them? Is there, like, fun little...
So mostly it's math classes, but then...
But you see, that's,
they like that. Yeah. That's their summer vacation. Yeah. And then on weekends, it's your regular, you know, whitewater rafting or hiking or... And there's one, math relays, which combines running with doing math problems. Two life skills.
And while they're whitewater rafting, are they just going, if only we were doing math?
Yeah.
Kind
of. You remind them what the rest of the world is like, and they're like, oh, thank goodness it's Monday again. We can do more math.
I don't have to deal with that crazy stuff. Very cool. Well, Cecil Baldwin will channel his inner Allen Ginsberg to lead our next game. Greg, you won the last game, so you win this, and you're off to the final round. Lee, you need to win this, or we're going to introduce you to a man from Nantucket. Cecil, take it away.
Thanks, Ophira. So, Julian Villard, could you give me some mood music?
Absolutely.
I'm a well-traveled man. Whether it's touring with the hit podcast Welcome to Night Vale, or my own jaunts across this crazy experiment we call the United States of America. I'll tell you about my journeys, buzz in, and identify the cities I'm talking about. Here we go.
And for this game only, I'd like our live audience here. Yeah, you can reward them with snaps. Like we're really in some beat poetry stuff.
Let's go, Gonzo. Somewhere around Barstow, the drugs begin to take hold. Bats and lizard people bring nothing but fear and loathing if you follow Hunter S. Thompson to this city of neon.
Greg.
Las Vegas.
That is correct, yeah. Oh my God, I want this every show.
Jewel by the Bay. The scene is jumping and the poetry is flowing. Gonna stop by City Lights Bookstore to howl, howl, howl.
Greg.
San Francisco.
San Francisco is correct.
Nike, goddess of victory. Nike HQ. 8 miles outside of Armisen and Brownstein's comedy playground.
Greg.
Portland?
Portland, Oregon. That is correct.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road, stay at the Neutral Milk Hotel. Get some REM sleep. The University of Georgia covered in public ivy.
Lee.
Atlanta?
Lee, Atlanta is not correct. Greg, can you steal?
Athens?
Athens, Georgia is what we are looking for.
This is a really weird game.
I would say top 10 weirdest games we've ever done.
You're both welcome.
You're welcome.
I dig it.
Yeah, we're happy.
Pop, 1981, and one lonely Prada store in the middle of the desert. Celebrities. Artists, hipsters flock to Texas for the scene and the burritos. The secret password is, I love dick.
Greg.
Austin?
Good guess, but that is incorrect. Lee, I was just watching your face after this clue and you grimaced.
That's true.
Which I understand. Do you have an answer to steal?
Waco?
Good guess as well, but incorrect. We were looking for Marfa, Texas. I Love Dick is an Amazon show set in Marfa, starring Kevin Bacon, who plays a guy named Dick.
This is your last poem.
Dig it.
Cadillacs roll off the GM assembly line, but you can't manufacture Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, or Aretha Franklin.
Lee.
Detroit.
That is correct.
Out with a bang.
Ophira, how did our contestants do?
Lee, we're sorry to see you go. Greg, you won two games, so you are moving on to the final round at the end of the show. Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Greg in our final round at the end of the show, and we'll meet our special guests, Janine Garofalo and Lily Taylor, who star in the Broadway revival of Marvin's Room. Lily Taylor made her career in independent films, Janine Garofalo in alt comedy, and in the 90s, alt was a good word to put in front of something. These days, it just helps you figure out who to block on Twitter. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.